Minister Gabriel Changson Chang says the issue of fake certificates is a big problem in South Sudan because it affects the quality of education. He says this year alone, education officials detected 15 fake certificates while admitting students to the country's public universities.
We disqualified those candidates. We did not stop from there, but we also sent their names to the Ministry of General Education and Instruction for further investigations, because it is that ministry which is responsible for secondary and primary education. The year before we detected 13, so a list of 28 fake certificates were sent to the Ministry of General Education for further scrutiny.
Chang says the Higher Education Ministry has tried its best to detect fake certificates using an old detecting machine, but loopholes still exist. He says during admission to public universities, education officials often ask the administrators of the 5 public universities to submit their requirements, including the number of students they want to enroll in that academic year and in the different faculties. Chang says education officials in charge of admissions then open enrollment to interested candidates. He says if the Higher Education Ministry does not meet the number of students required, they advertise for a second round for students to apply, and if there are still vacancies, they allow universities to admit students directly. He says it is at that point when some applicants use fake certificates to apply for admission to universities.
In our regulation, we require all universities to receive applications for direct admission from students. They process them. Before admitting them, they send them back to admission office to be verified. So that if there were fake certificates in those applications, they will be weeded out. That is one. Two, also we need to verify them for whether they are going to the right faculties using the right percentages. Sometimes they don't send them back to us because they don't comply with the requirements for the intake.
Chang says that process often causes students to miss a national number, something he says will affect the students while applying for further studies or for jobs, particularly in public service. He says scrutinizing documents manually or using an old machine to detect fake certificates not only slows down admission, but provides a loophole for dishonest students.
Fight forgery is a delicate one. It needs facilities, like get fake document detecting machines. We are working with a very old one and the only one. It takes time for us to process thousands of certificates for intake. So we are unable also to get those machines, not only to make it difficult also for detecting the forged certificates, but it is also difficult for us to process university intake in time.
Chang says the way forward is to strengthen the university admission process and obtain an updated automatic detecting machine to cross-check documents.
We should be provided with the necessary machines, detecting machines, so that all the certificates passing through us will be verified and fake ones will be put aside, will be disqualified.
Chang says his ministry is conducting investigations into the 28 students suspected of forgery and will pursue legal actions against them. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.